So, you have an X-Men movie for me?
Yes, sir, I do. And this one's gonna take place in the past.
Oh, so is this like a prequel or a reboot?
Yes.
Well, okay then.
So we're gonna start off in a Nazi concentration camp, and this bad guy, Shaw, is gonna kill Magneto's mom.
Well, that's not very nice of him.
It's not. So then Magneto's powers get unleashed, and he just destroys everything. He kills guards, he shoots metal everywhere.
Sounds exciting.
Yeah, so this guy, Shaw, is like, oh, okay, good to know. Your powers are unlocked by pain and anger. Wait, Magneto didn't do anything to the guy that actually killed his mom?
Nothing at all, because we still need him for the rest of the movie.
Oh, okay, so he needs to not get hurt. And at the same time, we're gonna have baby Mystique break into the X-Mansion and meet baby Professor X.
Why does she break in there?
Because she's scared and hungry, so she wants to look in the fridge.
She's a hungry child, so she breaks into a mansion and raids the fridge?
That's what we're going with.
Huh.
Then we're gonna jump forward like 20 years and grown-up Magneto's gonna be on the hunt for Shaw because he wants revenge.
Wait, what happened in those 20 years?
Unclear.
How did he escape from Shaw?
I don't know.
Why is he just now on the path to revenge?
Because this is when the story starts.
Well, okay.
So anyway, Magneto tracks down some former Nazis in a bar because they'll know where Shaw is.
Okay.
And then he kills them.
But he gets information from them first?
No, he just kills them.
Well, it's gonna be tough for him to find Shaw if he just killed the guys who know where he is.
Actually, it's gonna be super easy. Barely an inconvenience.
Oh, really?
Yeah, see, in the bar, he sees a picture of Shaw on a boat in Miami.
Okay.
Yeah, so he knows that Shaw is on a boat in Miami and there's no need to question them at all. But that picture could have been taken at any point in time, and since he's on a boat, he could be anywhere in the world by now.
Well, that's a good point,
but it turns out he is still on a boat in Miami, so it all works out.
Oh, and what's going on with him now?
Well, it turns out Shaw can absorb energy and reuse it, and he also has a couple of other bad guys on his crew.
Oh, yeah?
Well, there's Emma Frost, who's a telepath and can turn to diamonds.
There's Nightcrawler, but red,
and there's a guy who makes tornadoes sometimes.
Wow, and what's Shaw's plan here?
Well, he wants to trick the USA and Russia into starting a nuclear war so all the humans can die and the mutants can survive. If he has a telepath and a teleporter, can't he just get into the specific room he needs to fire the missiles himself?
Probably, but he's gonna go with this complicated plan instead.
How come?
So the X-Men can stop him.
Fair enough.
Anyway, so Professor X is gonna end up going to talk to the government,
and then he's gonna do this cool thing where he just freezes everybody just so he can talk to one person.
Oh, he can freeze everybody. That's gonna be useful moving forward.
Yeah, you'd think so. So then he and Magneto are gonna go on a little recruitment mission and make a team of mutants.
Oh, that's fun.
And we're gonna find out how they all got their nicknames.
How does that happen?
They gave them to each other.
Oh, okay, yeah, that's pretty straightforward.
Anyway, Shaw is gonna end up attacking the base where they're all hanging out.
Why does he do that?
Well, he goes to see them like, hey, you guys wanna join me? And most of them are like, no, so he's like, okay, never mind.
Why doesn't he kill them?
Well, he does kill one of them, but only because he tried to attack him.
Well, who does he kill?
This dude named Darwin, and he has the power to adapt to anything to survive.
So how does Shaw kill him?
With like a ball of energy?
And how come he's not able to adapt to that?
Because.
Fair enough.
There's also this dude, Hank McCoy, that really wants to find a cure to some of the weird physical stuff that comes with being a mutant.
Oh, right, because he's blue and hairy, right?
Not yet, actually. He just has some weird feet, but he wants a way to hide them.
What about, you know, shoes?
Meh.
Oh, ignoring the existence of shoes is tight. What's up with your toes?
You can't see my toes right now.
Sure I can.
Anyway, so Hank ends up making this serum using Mystique's blood. But right before the big final fight, he tries it, and that turns him blue and hairy.
Why would he test something like that right before going to save the world?
He wanted to look good for the big fight, I guess.
Pretty weird priorities.
He didn't want the bad guys to laugh at his feet.
I guess that would hurt his feelings, which could be distracting.
We're also gonna have this thing where Emma Frost is in custody.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, and she's gonna show the guards that she can easily escape.
Well, why doesn't she?
I don't know.
Well, okay.
And then later, Shaw is gonna absorb the energy from a nuclear core.
Oh, I bet he's gonna do something cool with that.
Nope.
Oh, okay, never mind.
And so we're gonna end up in a situation where the X-Men have to deal with a Cuban Missile Crisis or something.
Oh, we are?
Yeah, there's gonna be a ship full of Americans and a ship full of Russians, and the X-Men have to stop them all from starting a war.
Well, good thing Professor X has the ability to freeze large groups of people, as established earlier in the movie.
Yeah, well, he's not gonna do that, though.
Why not?
Well, because by the time I got to writing this scene, I forgot that I established that power, so he's not gonna use it.
Fair enough.
And so then he's gonna get hit by a deflected bullet in the spine, and that's how he loses control of his legs.
They didn't have bulletproof suits or anything?
Actually, we're gonna make a point of having Hank make bulletproof bulletproof suits.
And Professor X is the one that points out that they're bulletproof.
I guess Hank is just really bad at making stuff.
I guess so. So then as Professor X is lying there paralyzed, Magneto's gonna be like, all right, who wants to join my team? Let's go.
Not really the time for that.
Not really, but they're gonna split up and Red Nightcrawler is gonna teleport them away.
So how do the other mutants leave?
Unclear, sir. Aren't the American and Russian forces still right there?
They are.
Huh.
So what do you think?
Well, honestly, I think it might be a little risky to go back in time like this. We might make some mistakes that mess up the timeline.
Don't worry about that, sir. I got it under control.
All right, if you're sure.
100%.
Hey guys, it's Ryan here. Hope you enjoyed that pitch meeting. We have a ton of these on the channel that you can check out. You can also leave me a comment down below letting me know what other movies you'd like to see pitches for. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe, share on Facebook and Twitter. Spread it around. And as always, check back soon for a new pitch.
Bye-bye.